Blog Talk Radio.
If you play with this truth, you get a reprobate mind. Don't go back into the world. Romans 1 and 28. And even as they did not like to retain the Most High in their knowledge, the Most High gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
You didn't forget your first love. You used to be all up in the scriptures, like every day. But now it seems the world is pulling you back. You don't have time for her, and the knowledge is starting to lag. It's starting to lag. Say the world is slowly starting to slip away from your heart, from your heart. And the stakes are high. If I was you, I wouldn't take that chance. If you lose for that for a while, you get a reprobate mind. You get a reprobate mind, and you don't want that. If you lose that, if you lose for that for a while, you get a reprobate mind. You get a reprobate mind.
Don't get a reprobate mind. Wisdom is worth more than anything. When you let go of the wawak, that's the biggest mistake you could ever make. The Most High will give you over to a reprobate mind and turn you over to the enemy. When you go back, you lose. When you leave the Father's side, you give up on the Holy Spirit.
You forgot the feast day. You forgot and everything you're doing is worthy. You're risking everything. You're risking everything. It says you can't be lukewarm.
You can't be lukewarm.
You can't serve two masters. It's totally impossible.
It's totally impossible.
Reprobate mind, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, evil-mindedness, whisperers, backbiters, haters of the Most High, despisers, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of the Most High, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Say the word is holy, the word is holy,
starting to slip away,
starting to slip away
from your heart.
And the stakes are high,
the stakes are high.
If I was you, I wouldn't take that chance.
I wouldn't take that chance.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You lose for life, for what? You get a reprobate mind.
give up on you and let you go. Hey, you don't want to lose wisdom.
Prophecy is to come true. If his prophecy is to come true, and we know it is, because it's impossible for the word of Yahuwah to return to him void. So if his prophecy is true, which it is, the same elements that applied, that were back in those days, will be today. Who was in charge? The hybrids. Who's in charge today? The hybrids. Now, you say, well, it looked like regular people in charge. The Bible says, man look at the outer appearance, but Yahuwah knows the heart. He knows what they really are. And if we have his spirit, see, we know who they are because he gave us his spirit to discern spiritual things. Yes, if you walk around the flesh, if you're fleshly minded, you will not discern who's actually walking amongst us. But if you get into the spirit, a good place to start is in the Most High's word. He said you can discern the things of the spirit. Because the things of Yahuwah are spiritually discerned. So we have the same conditions as it today as it was in the times of Noah. We're talking about pre-flood, not post-flood. Pre-flood. Well, we know they came back after the flood too. But that's a whole nother story. But pre-flood conditions, it's the same conditions today. We have hybrids controlling things. What do you think they're putting into the arms of the people? Stabbing this jab into their arms. What do you think is in there? What do you think is in there? It's not just human DNA. It's Nephilim DNA. It's Nephilim DNA. Read the principles of that prophecy. You have to go back to how it was at that time. Yahusha is prophesying about the times it was in Noah. And it's right there before you in Genesis 6. Now, they have other accounts that could fill in the blanks more. Book of Enoch, Jasher. They could fill in the blanks. I believe even the book of Jubilees. But even with the discerning spirit, you can pick a lot up right out of the Standard Version, Standard Revised Version, the King James Version. Yeah, they're not just trying to put this jab in everybody just to keep them from catching a cold. No, it's much bigger than that. But let's get back to basics. We do have a title tonight. The title for our program tonight is They want us all. They. You're going to find out who they are before the show is over. They want us all. They want us all. And when we say A-L-L, all, we mean just that. That's why this show is going to be pretty sad tonight. We see so-called adults, those legally 18 and above, you know, they're getting coerced a bit, but still, when they go down and stick out their arm, they're doing it more so voluntarily. You know, no one has a gun to their head, so to speak. It's not a guillotine that's waiting for them if they don't, at least not yet. So they're going down there and they're taking a jab voluntarily. Some of them haven't read too much. Most of the people don't know anything about it except the propaganda they're getting off the news networks, the mainstream news networks. That's their research. That's the beginning and the ending of their research. Some of them don't even talk to their doctor. Even if they do, most of their doctors don't. They're not versed on this. A lot of them haven't done their homework. You'd be surprised, doctors. I mean, I won't put down the occupation of physicians. A good physician is very needed in society. You know, people fall, people break their legs, people break their hips, people get in car accidents and like, yeah, you need somebody to patch you back up, put you back together. Doctors are good for interventionary procedures. But if you are trying to build your life as far as your health, your holistic health, they're not always the best source. There are some doctors that are well-versed in holistic health, but that's the exception and not the rule. So whether you're getting your advice regarding this jab from your so-called primary care physician or if you're, like most people, just getting it from CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, that's not enough. You haven't done nearly enough. You haven't done your due diligence because this thing can and will change your life. And we're talking about down to the core, down to the very essence of your life, your DNA itself, you know, your genetic makeup, what makes you you, at least physically. But this has been planned out long ago. But they want us all. We're talking about the dose. They go voluntarily. They didn't stop there. See, because on an inscription, it's written in stone at a place called the Georgia Guidestones. These people, and we'll refer to them as they again. Remember, the title shows they want us all. These people, they have a mandate, and that it's a population control mandate. And what they've determined in their minds is to get the world's population, human population, down to 500 million people. Okay, you look at that. If you don't, if your eyebrows do not raise up from that, something's wrong. Because if you consider today's population, even a conservative, by conservative counts, it's somewhere around 7.8 billion people. So I'm not going to write it down on a piece of paper, but I'm just going to try to wing it in my head. 7.8 billion people, and you want to reduce the world down to 500 million. Well, I think that's somewhere around 7.3 billion people that you have to eliminate, terminate, dispose of. That's a lot of killing. That's a lot of disposing. The adults went voluntarily, but how about the little ones? How about the young ones, the ones under 18? How about the ones under 16? How about the ones 12 and the ones under 12? Well, forget all that. How about the ones under 5? How about the ones under 1? You say, no, it can't be. Well, before the end of the show, you're gonna see how filthy, how rotten, how evil, how dark these people's hearts are. Now, this is coming straight, but he has his minions. He has his people in place. So their hearts are just as dark as he is. So when you see them do their evil acts, you're looking at Satan. You're looking at the character of their father. You're looking at them. The Fauci's, the Gates. I don't even like to use them too much anymore. I mean, yes, they are the point people. They're out there, so-called taking the heat, taking the arrows. But trust me, they're not at the top of the pyramid. Those 13 families led by the Rothschilds, Wahlbergs, and all that, those are the ones you'll never see running things. You won't see them running things. Sometimes they're referred to as the shadow government. That's where the orders are coming from. They're coming right from HaShaitan to those families, headed by Rothschild himself. And then it is disseminated out to the minions, to their chiefs and lieutenants. And they pick their point people. They pick their presidents and prime ministers and their point people such as the Gates and Fauci's. When you look at the Forbes list and it says, this is the richest people on earth. Yeah, they list about 20, 25 billionaires. The people who are not on that list, they can't put their wealth on. You can't put Rothschild's wealth on it. The world would have a revolution. The last figures I've read, it's in excess of $500 trillion. So I don't know what it is now, and that was somewhere around 2014 and 15, the last I've read of. So you're never going to see the true wealthy of this earth. I mean, the ones who are really running things. So they're going to put out the, you know, the Gates and I mean, they got so many Mark Cubans. They got their, I forgot this old guy. I think he lives in, my goodness. Well, they have a lot of different names. Everybody who's named on that list, they're the ones who they want there because they're running interference for the ones who are really in control. But here's the dastardly things they are doing. They didn't stop at the legal age of adulthood. They're going all the way down, past 16, past 12, past 5, and even past 1 year old, under 1 year old. They want us all. And that's the title of this show. They want us all. And if you're going to go after 7.3 billion people, you're going to have to get more than the adults. So you can see that's why the children are also fair game in their evil minds. We have a foundational scripture for this show, and it's found in Revelations chapter 13. We're going to start reading at verse 16. This is very applicable to what we're talking about tonight. Revelation chapter 13, starting at verse 16, I'm also read 17. It reads as follows in the King James Version. And he calls it all. Remember, they want us all. And he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. He's not leaving anybody out in society. Small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. Doesn't matter what your socioeconomic state is. He says he wants them all to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Verse 17, and that no man, you could add woman, and no man or woman might buy or sell, save he, except them that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Hallelujah. This is a very dark and evil time, and this is a sad time. I mean, heart goes out to people in their ignorance, made a mistake, an adult, and it could cost them their very life, or it could cost them great tragedy. But it's a different level when a child who doesn't have the authority to refuse, doesn't have the right to buck against, you know, their somebody else's will. In other words, someone else's will could be and will be imposed upon them. So you have somebody 14, 13, 10, or 9, or younger, who are totally dependent on an adult, whether it's their parents, step-parents, legal guardian, totally dependent on someone else to feed them, you know, look out for their welfare. But here you go, allowing them to be offered up. That's basically what it is, to be offered up, to be sacrificed in this world system, this Babylonian system. And so here we are, children being led to the slaughter. I'm going to read an article here. And we're going to play a clip on this, but I'm going to read an article here. It's sad. This is from Med. This is an online article from med.stanford.edu news. med.stanford.edu. And then you could put /news. Read it quickly. The phase 2 to 3 clinical trial included data from 2,268 participants, of whom approximately 150 were enrolled in Stanford's trial site. Below are answers to several frequently asked questions about the trial and what happens next. Here's the first question. What did the trial show, and what needs to happen before COVID-19 vaccines become available to children? To children. Two smaller doses of the vaccine, 10 micrograms per shot, rather than the larger adult dose of 30 micrograms given to children 3 weeks apart. You know, some adults, I think they're getting the shots 2 weeks apart, if I'm correct. It said 3 weeks apart elicited a robust immune response comparable to that seen in adults in vaccine trials, the results show. Vaccine trials. So that's what they call these days, vaccine trials. So they rush this thing in a matter of months. Normal vaccine trials go on some for a decade or more. So they call these trials. No lab rats were used, you know, real mice and rats. No, the people were the mice and rats this time. It says, this is what this so-called doctor says. And remember, we were talking about doctors earlier and how people value their advice. Well, listen to this. Listen to this crooked doctor. The data is very encouraging, said Yvonne Maldonado, MD, the tall professor of global health and infectious diseases and professor of pediatrics and epidemiology and population health. They should say population control. But a population health at the Stanford University School of Medicine. Maldonado is leading the site of the pediatric trials. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this closely. Maldonado is leading the site of the pediatric trials for 6-month-old. That's right. I didn't say 6-year-old. 6-month old through 11-year-old children at Stanford. Say, why cut off 11? Because the four kids, they already got the 12 to 16. They're already in the mix. You know, that's done. Parents have already sacrificed them. So now, 6 to 11, and I don't mean 6 years old, 6 month old to 11. That's why the show is titled They Want Us All, A-L-L. Nobody's safe. So now, from a baby, an infant, all the way up through your 18th birthday, they'll sacrifice you. Wow. And here it is. Kids, almost done. Kids are not small adults, and we couldn't assume that a vaccine would behave exactly the same way in their bodies, she said. As a pediatrician, I felt it was extremely important to test these vaccines for safety and efficacy in children. Okay. The FDA will conduct an independent review of the trial's raw data and decide whether to extend emergency use authorization for this vaccine to children age 5 to 11. Yeah, like the FDA is really going to say, this vaccine is already killing adults. We're not going to let them kill the children. Yeah, like they're really going to stop this. Yeah, okay. Pending FDA and Centers for Disease Control review and approval, children in this age group are expected to be able to receive vaccines starting in mid to late October. We're in the month of October, and we're basically in, you could almost call it mid-October. This is the 12th. Any day now, at least for the 5 to 11, you can see them starting to get the shots. And I hear later by somewhere between Thanksgiving and the end of the year, you can see the 6-month-old to 5 getting the shots. This is very sad news. Sad news indeed. I got a clip. Queued up, and we're going to play it, and just going to give you a summary of pretty much what I've read to you, and you just hear from them the how nonchalant they are about it. It's like, are these people really human? It's like they don't have no difference in feeling between adults getting this, you know, adults want to go ahead and sacrifice themselves, and kids who don't have a say in the matter. But they don't care. They don't care. So I'm going to play this. It's about approximately 3 minutes. So here we go.
The dangerous surge in child COVID cases. And tonight here, Dr. Anthony Fauci with a clearer picture of when to expect vaccines for children and if he expects there will be boosters for adults in the U.S. Tonight, the U.K. now planning to give boosters to a...
Yeah, I was getting ready to call y'all and say we're not hearing anything, and we're called in, but nothing is happening. We cannot hear a word. So. Do y'all want to just call it tonight and redo it next week? Emma. She said her soul, something has hit this earth, and it knocked them off the internet, and we're knocked off also. So, okay. Well, tell him we're going to just close the show out. I just believe let us in. When I asked it to connect into the system, it kept spinning. Well, let's just call it a night, and then we'll redo the show. Y'all need to listen to the Cuban video that will go along with what Elvin was talking about. To the children, they shooting the children with. Okay. All right, I sent those videos, so take a look at them. So you'll see what's happening to the children over in Cuba. And they doing it to their children themselves. CDC doesn't have nothing to do with them. So they can't tell them what not to do. I take this to Ellen Yolanda's phone. Yeah. You might have it too, but yeah. Good. Keep writing them down. Here's Jahil. Here you go.
Okay, let's see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well. Oh, there's
a
fish
here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Reload and come back firing.
Okay. Look at those videos. One I sent you that said Cuba is doing something. They're doing what you're talking about. They're doing it to the children from age 4, I think, on up. They are in a study. They're studying them right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll definitely, me and Isha, we'll definitely look at that.
Okay.
Shalom, Adam.
Thanks. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
So, yeah, but sorry you didn't get a chance to get up tonight, Elder. I'm on the air. Had no idea this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's be more prepared next week.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, if we take the time to get some rest then, I'm going to go in the room myself. So, you and Ivan, I'll look at those videos. We'll look at those videos. And I think I'll send you this video that I was going to play. You guys can watch that.
Okay.
Okay. All righty then. Okay, so we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch before this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. All right then. All right, you and Eva, we'll stay alone.
Okay. So long.
Well, if you're wrong, so you can put the video over there, or since it's fast even, you can leave the computer on and play some video. Oh, yeah. Let's see.